Welcome back to Musings of a Book Collector. This is episode number 9 of our special series devoted to the Svarim and controversies of Masechtas Chulin. And as I said already in the past, comments and sponsorships are available. Now, we have been discussing in the previous episode the sugya, which starts from the first Taisis of Masechtas Chulin, about women if they could be a sheikhet. Taisis and a bunch of other Rishonim, the Rambam and others, say a woman is allowed to be a shaychet based on the sugyas. And others, most notably, that we saw, was the Sefer Hilchas Eretz Yisrael, which might be Hilchas Eldar Adoni, might be an independent work, said they should not do shechita. And we brought down, certain Rishonim said, is mamash chumra. It's not the halacha. Okay. That was the Shitas HaRishayim. Okay. And then we brought down and discussed the Mechaber Sai in his work, Beis Yosef, and then his conclusion in Shulchan Aruch, and the Rama in the Darkei Moshe, and his conclusion in his Mappa, dealing with specifically the Agur. And the Agur was all of a sudden, a much later Rishon, says that a minig b'chol galus Yisrael shelo yishchitu. They should not do shechita. And then he says, I never saw them shechting. That was what we brought from the Agur. Now, the Beis Yosef already asked on this, and we'll deal with that at a later point. Then, the Agur doesn't just come in and say this. The Agur really brings down a smack. And from the way the Agur has the smack is as follows: Nashim shechtes la'atzma. They could do shechita for themselves. What does that mean? Mashma she'ein shechtes la'achem. They cannot do shechita for others. This is a piece in the smack. The smack is, I believe, in Simon Kuf Tzadik Zayin. It says about shechita, mitzvah shechita. Then it says v'chein chereshet v'katon. Then it says ach nashim shechtes. And the Hiloshin is a little differently than the way he brings it down. Im yoides hilcha shechita. They have to know hilcha shechita. So it doesn't say like what the Agur says, that shein shechtes la'atzman. That Loshin, it's different than our, when you open up the smack. But the kolboy over here, so, and that's what the Beis Yosef is bringing down this smack via the Kolboy. He says like this. First, he brings down Haraz. Shashchita b'diko asimarim ksherish b'nashim ka'anashim ve'virai l'darv. Okay, Taisis. Then he says, V'arav Yitzchak kasev sha'anashim shoichtes la'atzman. Im yoidas hilcha shchita. So there's a line being added into the smack. And it's mashma she'ein shoichtes la'achirim. Adkan. So therefore, so the Kolboy makes a diuk that obviously they cannot do shchita for others. The Kolboy, another work of his, is known as the Arches Chaim. And in this work, he also talks about this, and he brings down Kasabel Hazar Tisrael, what we know. Then he says, V'yesh Kaisen Sha'am Nashim Shaitis La'atzman Avaloi La'chem. V'chein Nire Das Di Smak. Then he brings down the Arif Kazav Shashrita Ksheir Benashim Kanashim, Vechem Dikas Asimanim, Evi Harbor Rice Dvar, Vechem Pasuk Arambam, Vara, Varam Mikutzi, Varajba. Okay. So we're not going to get into today the story behind the Arches Chaim of Melonil and the Kolboy, but it's the same author. For centuries, they did not know, they were not aware of this. And this work, the Kolboy and the Arches Chaim, both the Darkei Moshe and the Beis Yosef had it, and sometimes they use it, and it needs to be explored properly if there's a story behind it, when they bring it, when they don't bring it, when they use which, because there are plenty of differences between the two works. One's written at a much later date, and that's part of a whole conversation, which maybe one day we will have. But the bottom line is that it's clear that women could do shechita, but only for themselves, according to this Rishon, and they would not be able to do shechita to prepare supper for their family. So on this nusach, this means say this kolboy, b'shem, the smak, says the Beis Yosef, v'dvar temu, ma chilek yesh ben shoichel la'atzmoy, l'shoichet l'achir. What does it make a difference? If it's good, it's good. The k'may kein hechsher tzarich l'zeh k'may l'zeh. It needs to be kosher for one for the other. Masha kasev Rabbi Yitzchak l'atzman. He means haynu loy meshin levadon shoichtus v'ein tzarich shiyamoid echad al gavim. Like a regular shoichet, technically, should be allowed to shecht, if we assume, and we know that the shoichet learned Hilchos Shechita properly, and he shechted a few times already, he does not need anyone to watch him, and that's what it means. So, basically, there's a kolboy, it is a smack. It's not clear what the smack is saying, and the Beis Yosef is adding in his two cents how the smack, what the smack means. Fine. This is all fine. And dandy, as they say. Now, so, up till now, without bombarding and going to every single shita, but basically we went through briefly certain aspects of the Beis Yosef and the Rama. So now I would like to focus on, because this will shed light in some aspects of the sugya, and at the same time help us understand and discuss one of the greatest achronim on the Masechta, and b'chlal one of the greatest achronim from the beginning of the Tkufas Achronim, and that is Shlomo Lurya, the Marshal. So the Marshal wrote a lot, and he wrote things that are relating to Chulin, which we'll discuss some of them. But today we're going to focus on his work, I guess you could call it his masterpiece, the Yam Shel Shloima. Now what's interesting is he wrote on a bunch of Masechtas. Many of them did not survive. There's legends that some exist in private collections somewhere, but not clear if that's true. And one of his works, from the first of his works that were published, was his Yam Shel Shloima Masechtas Chulin. It's only published in the 1630s in Krakow. Now, the significance of that is that the Marshal dies in 1573. So it takes quite a long time till his Sefer gets out there. Okay. Now, one has to understand that he was Rosh Hashiva. He had a large amount of Talmidim. He was a Rav in many cities, and he was one of the key Gedolim in his time. And a lot of Torah was influenced based on his methods. And it affected not only the generation of his Talmidim, but the Talmidei Talmidim and onwards. Some people, and I'm just going to mention this briefly, claim that the Marshal came out. And you, as you could see from the printing, the Marshal on Yam Shel Shloima takes time for it to come out. It comes out on Baba Kama in 1616. That's almost 30 years after he dies. And as I said, the Chulin one is 1633 to 1635. And then Beya, what's going on here? So it sounds like they want to claim that it wasn't such a bikush, there wasn't such a demand, and because of that, you know, even when it came out, not so many people were looking for it. So and then it took even time for a few more masechtas that they only started coming out in 1740. So there was even a break. So looking at the svara market, so to speak, the printing press of when items were printed of the Yam Shel Shloima, sounds like no one was really interested in. And if it's not available, it's not going to have an impact. That's the claim in very brief terms of how certain academics, when they refer to the Marshal, so no one disagrees that the Marshal has a tremendous impact, but his monumental work, his thing that he felt is his important work, where he's demonstrating his Mahalach HaRasayif and many other things, is Yam Shel Shloima, which he wrote in numerous Masechtas, and he elaborates in the Hagdamas. Some of these works took him years to work on with Talmidim, and giving shir and everything, did not have a massive impact. Okay, that was the claim. However, I believe that claim is not true, and there was much more usage of the Marshal's Yam Shel Shloima by the great giants. And especially, one could see this, is, for example, the Shach in Yeridea uses the Marshal on Chulin a crazy amount of times. Even the Magen Avraham, who's writing a work on Arachayim, so Chulin, you would think, shouldn't be quoting it so much, and it's clear from, without getting into it, it seems that he got it later on, he didn't have it the whole time. Bottom line is that he brings it. And not only does he bring the work of his on Chulin, he brings the material. He brings many materials from the Marshal on Baba Kama and on Beya. So it comes out that the two primary achrayim on Shulchan Aruch, let's say Yerdeya, Chayshe Mishpat, the Shach, those two chalakim of Shulchan Aruch, and on Aruch Haim, the Magen Avraham. And it turns out, looking into more, there's many other usage of it. They use the work, the Yam Shel Shleim. Okay, now the Marshal, in his Yam Shel Shleima, and he has some Hagdamas where he elaborates to explain his method of Psak. And I've already mentioned in, I believe, the previous episode and other episodes that we are Zeicha, that a lot of times when you talk about a specific Achron, people speculate, this is his Mahalach HaLimud. This is his Mahalach HaLimud. And then you can have different people, each group of people, they project what they want Pliny's Mahalach HaLimud to be, and then they say, oh, this is his Mahalach HaLimud. And a lot of times, there's no way to prove them wrong, necessarily, because everyone looks at the same evidence and sees it in a different light. But, luckily for us, the Ramah, the Beis Yosef, the Marshal, they left behind important introductions where they themselves map out very important pieces of information about their Mahalach HaLimud. Now, in one of the Hagdamas, the Marshal says about Maseches Chulin that he felt he had to work on it and put out his materials because it's very negeya. Shetali by klolim gedoylim b'dasiyud es yadei seinu. So therefore, he's meirich, and he explains carefully, he's barichos uber yafe, kol hilcha shchito, ubedikois, hadin v'aminig, v'chein v'eser heter, uperakam d'chulim, timtze nami dinei hashatz, uperakol abasr, timtze kol dinei hilchos netil sedayim. Kitzer, so he says, I felt, and he puts out the work of his work on Masechta Schulen. And not only does he put out this work on Masechta Schulen, it's a very, very valuable piece of information because we're talking about a contemporary, an older contemporary of the Ramah, the Bar Plukta of the Ramah, Bar Plukta of the Beis Yosef. So we have someone in that generation, that stature, dealing with all these aspects in Masechta Schulen, so it's beyond important when one learns Schulen to look and use this volume. So in our sugyo over here, he has a very nice arichos, and I feel that in order to bring out some aspects of his, it's kedai to mention some of the points that he says, and through this we can understand further some aspects in our sugyo. So this is, I'm mostly referring to Simon Aleph and Simon Beis in the Yam Shel Shleima, and it's as follows. He brings you down Tosis, fine. Then he brings you down the Rambam Paskins also like Tosis, women could do Shechita L'chatchila. Then he brings down, the Kolboy, fine. He brings you down what the Beis Yosef asks, which is, Davar Teimu, Ma Chilak Yesh Ben Shechil Atzmai L'Shechil Echerim. Fine, says the Marshal, that there is a chiluk, and that's pshat in, and he's coming to say, well, it's pshat in the kolboy, and it's as follows. V'li nira, d'lishna la'atzma l'imashma, el kipshutei dumya d'noshim mezamnois la'atzma. We find that they are allowed to do zimun amongst themselves, but for others they're not. Why? And at time, mishum shei nemanis lachem, then taka not neman for others. Now, then he brings you down, a taisis im psachim, and Isugyan Irvin that says Umasha Nashim Nemanois al Shita Valanikur, so it would sound like they are Masha Shabashlahatir, says that does not mean to say that they could do Shita. Ella Shenemonis al Hashita Perishlemashu Shachut Karoi. They're able to say that the Shita was proper. A minukur, there was a nikur done here. Became Perish Nemas Albikis Khamits, the Hassam, that's what's referring to. Now, but if it's them to say that they did it, that's a whole different problem. That's a whole different story. And we find that the Yerushalmi shein atzlanis vein b'baitkes yafa, that they themselves don't do it. But im kein ein emanus lemi shein batku yafa, they can't say it on themselves. Now, fine. Now, what about Shechita? So then he says, Avloi kavano satoisvis loimer bepasha shein emonis ala Shechita. Why? That they're not going to eat so far, that they're not even going to believe on Shechita. Ki adua shedaiton kalois. Umnei emas baleyen, they're scared of their husbands. you have to understand, in those days, something goes wrong with the Shechita. I mentioned this briefly, and we'll get to this much more. They're not going to have meat for who knows how long. The amount of money that it cost. They're not going to tell their husbands. So let me say, that's how much it plays out. So there's a fear of their husband, and that he is learning that that's what it means, Daitan Kalis. Gam efshir b'yameyim lo yehoyah kol kach toirich b'shchita. In the times of the Rishonim that we find, that let's say the Rambam and Tosfos are saying that, yeah, you could do shchita, it wasn't such a big deal. Ki hashiris lo nifsul el b'shir, kama chumers kasha nogel atrich b'yameinu, we added on chumers by our time, says the Marshal, which is a fascinating lashon. Mashal yehoyah b'yamei kadmoinim. We talk about this, rabba abba halav acherda, so then they got more scared. Vikachash iluf biyaser. But Tosfos kaisim ba'atzon kol midi deispei tircha imu b'mili deiraisa eino mehem anois. And so therefore, if there's something that is a tirda, and it's a deiraisa, such as an example would be shchita, we would not believe. We do not believe them. So therefore, Taka the Kolba, he's going all the way with this Kolba, and he's giving us a lot of insight in what's going on over here. So now, already, if we stop here for a moment and we think about what he just said, we see a lot. And that is, when I set up in the first episode on this topic of women, if they could do shechita, so I said, what's going on? All the L'chaira were seeing that we saw a bunch of Rishayim, Svar Rishayim, Ashkenaz Rishayim said they could do shechita. All of a sudden comes in the Agar, no, never saw such a thing, can't do shechita. Minig throws it in and Rama ends up going with this. What's going on? What happened? So all of a sudden now, when you learn this Marshal, you're seeing there's much more to the story. It's possible, says the Marshal, because he also knows about the Rambam. He also knows about Tosfos. Tosfos is important for him. Ashkenazi Mesira. Rambam, okay, he likes the Rambam. But the answer is that there was some type of change, and then it's going to affect in how they're going to be believed. A myriadic thing is happening over here. Now, there's another thing also, is that there's a term that's found many places, but it's also found over here, is that Nashon Daitan Kalasin, and you can't rely on them. And you say, even though Rambam and Tosfos and all these Rishonim say you could, and they could do Shechita, but there are Lashonis that say, no, Daitan Kalasin. What does it mean, Daitan Kalasin? So here we're seeing the Marshal is giving you insight on what that means. That the Pashat scared to say what happened. And then says, now, then he goes on, and he adds in his files, V'yeshli sad midivrei Arzarua. He had the Sefer Arzarua. It gets lost somewhere after this period of time. He had the Arzarua, and the Arzarua asks Saban Kashrech. I feel a shar shaykh the meich adam nemen biyichidi. How does shchita work when a shaykh it's shechs himself? Why do we believe him? Heichi shaloy achol mimeno aloya beim becheskes Israel medes beim becheskes Israel medes achi yoidloch bame nishchita v'tiritz rabaruch mishum deroiv matzui neitzal shchita mumchenin. Most people that do shchita, they're mumchim, and so we rely on them. V'zeh aminu b'stam nashim el v'zeis emeris b'stam nashim el b'prati v'yadua v'yodas mishum hachi lo yifligu ato b'nashim v'kulon ein shaychtis l'achirim. They cannot do shechita for others. Then he brings down a Yireim, and he says, "Deidach and Einu Nemu b'Yisur and Heichti is Chazik b'Yisur. Hain dafka ba'anoshim peichsin v'reikum dum doimim deshnayim shemina toruk ma'ishen avol be'ed mehemen muchsel kashus mehemen afilu isho." Because I'm reading Parak Basimin, Rav Marcel Ishtar, Rav Shmuel Marcel Imai, Rav Yehuda, Rav Shmuel Pligya Lev, Rav Amir, Rav Shar Noshim Shemina Roy, Rav Bima Shal Rav Shmuel, Kavuchaymer Idna Shadoris Neskalkalu she'ein lismeich astam noshim befrat milsa lismeich shasha de kakula k'maisha kasef. Now he says over here, Samach Mem, Bedvarav, Shakasa, Behilchas, Bedikas, Chametz. Pashtos is referring to the smag. This Marshal was very into and wrote a parish on it. Behilchas, Bedikas, Chametz. Masha, Nashon, Nermanis, Al Nikaval, Melicha, Loi, Kasav, Al Shchita, Kamashi, Kasav, Ataisis, Rishom, Einachan, Kolkach, Laminam. We don't believe them. Mishom, Hachin, Nagua, Inim, Bechol Yisrael, Shanashim, So here he also goes like the Agar, and he, it's interesting. He doesn't even bring in the Agar, but the way he's setting up the whole thing, he's going through the sugya, and he's raising a very important point that it's not so pashut based on other sugyas. When and how and which cases do we believe women? Then he says, "Lufi zera isi b'mei chorfi shabali ayra nogush loy lahachzik lenar l'shchayit pistam ad shi ben yudches shana." He has to be 18 years old. Ubar yishuv hadas v'chumr zu api hilchaz Eretz Yisrael. Interesting lashon. What's he referring to? V'yesh lam smach. And there's taka mocker for this that you shouldn't, even though it says that even a katan will be, so avada gadol will be. And here we're seeing that no, he says he saw a makar and he's about to bring us a makar for behind it that he should be 18 years old. Because he says, because based on Masechta Shabbos, behema, Gabi Yosha HaMelech kol din shadon mi ben ches ad yiches hichzer lehen. Because you see, there's some type of thing in his level of understanding until he's 18. So, which is what he already said. But he's willing to say that there could be exceptions to this thing with the 18-year-old. After Yud Cheshana, then we say he's already mature enough. We find this already in other places. Fine. Now, so as I said, what's happening over here is the Marshal is giving tremendous insight into this whole sugya, and this is something that's legend. The when you learn the Beis Yosef, and the Beis Yosef sometimes has an arichos, but the Beis Yosef is bringing a few pieces of information, and he has his way of looking at it. And the Ramah, we already said, the Ramah, we don't even have the original Darkei Moshe that he was working on before the Beis Yosef. And then he found out about the Beis Yosef and he's all sad and everything. And then he finally decides that there's still makom for him to publish what he publishes, but it's very bekitzer. And a lot of times we don't really know what's going on in the Ramah, why there could be a switch. And even in our sugya, we pointed out that if you learn Darkei Moshe, you might think that the Darkei Moshe's conclusion is that women could do shechita. But all of a sudden, we don't know why there's a shift. And in his mappa on the Shulchan Aruch, he says, women cannot do shechita. Something happened. You say, maybe he got a hold of the Yamshel Shleima. But once one learns this Yamshel Shleima, the Yamshel Shleima, it's not just that the Yamshel Shleima is saying his own mahalach. The Yamshel Shleima is now giving us data, and this data helps us go against, so to speak, what the Beis Yosef Stam says, oh, I have a bunch of Rishonim. And here he's saying that there's a bunch of other concerns that one has to be concerned with, that what's going on. Now, the Beis Yosef, the Marshal, is very smart about it, and he points it, he says, he even words it, that something has happened. He said there was a shift. And maybe in the times of Rishonim, okay, I understand the Rishonim, and that could be why. You could bring me a raya from the sugyas and the Rishonim. But all of a sudden, what's happening is, we're seeing many different things that are playing out in this Marshal. Besides for that, I read it, but the Marshal, what does it mean, Daitan Kali say? That there's a concept of Amos Balein. That what is that? That the chum, as I said already, he says twice, the chumras that were added, that also plays out. There's a general question. When Bechlal do we trust women? Let's say B'dikas Chametz, do we trust women? What how does that work into the sugya? Furthermore, in general, why do we trust a Shaykhit? He discusses that, bringing from a piece from Dar Zeruah. 18 years old, maybe even an 18-year-old. You say, even though the Mishnah says not only women, and Avadim, it says even a katan, and all of a sudden he's bringing you down that what happened, that he saw that Bali Ara had this minig to allow only an 18-year-old. What's going on? And he's not, and he doesn't dismiss it. He doesn't go like, oh, it's a Chumra Balma, let's say, which is what we found Rishonim writing about the Chumra of women not shechting, which was from either believed to be from Hilchos Eretz Yisrael or Elder Adani or Tainu Hach, and they said it's a chumrah. He's not saying such a thing, and it's even more stark because we see that it's not so simple. What do I mean? It's not so simple. Part of the conversation revolves around the elephant in the room is the Sefer Elder Adani, and Elder Adani / Hilchos Eretz Yisrael, which has this chumrah. And if you look at and you only see certain amount of evidence, you see a bunch of Rishonim dismissing the Mesira, like we'll call it to be play it safe of the this Eretz Yisrael Sefer / Elder Adani that says about women not to shechita. All of a sudden, we have a whole bunch of nekudas that might change it. And it's no longer, is that a chomer yisera? What do you mean? There's a bunch of aspects to be concerned about, which is a general, and this is with the Marshal in his Malach HaLimud, where he brings you in, he uses Taisvis, which is Toyer Zanim b'makam echad, Ashirim b'makam echad. And it's not just the blot in front of you, it's the sugya of Kol Toyer Kula all of a sudden plays out. And the Marshal does this. He ping-pong shas, and he says, what are you talking about? Why are you just focused over here? Bring me a raya from a sugya. There's a general question. How could you rely on women? It's not so pasha to rely on women. And he has to come up with nekudas about that. Now then, what happens? The Marshal goes further. And in his ois days, he has a whole thing, is Nishalti emanoshim nemanois, about checking for fish, about a problem of treifas. Are they reliable? So then he says, I already wrote about this in Ksuvis, that if they're Neman or not. And part of the conversation is, if it's a Midi, the Ispei Tircha, which plays out by us, or the Zatzlanim. Again, he refers to the sugyas with the B'dikas Chametz. And again, all these aspects play out in this sugya, and he has a whole Sheina Arichos where he talks about this. So basically what's happening is that this Marshal, he's broadening the sugya to making it a much broader question, which is a question of what is the nemanis of a woman? Bichlal. So, and how does that work? If you're going to say like the Rambam and the Rishayim and say, oh, that she could do shechita, why is it so simple that she is believed? And more than that, he plugs it into our sugya, showing that it's not so simple, that there might, yes, have been a shift, that something changed, that there were more chumrah, so to speak, added on over time, and that would make it that it's possible that a woman is not going to be so medactic in what happened. So it could be that in the times of the Rambam and the Marshal went back in the time machine, he would agree with the Rambam. But as time went on, he would be much more concerned, and that's his conclusion. And that's why this sugya, it's not just a sugya about if a woman could do shechita and zarai from a gemara, and you want to be a feminist and say, okay, I could do shechita. No, it's much more. It's a fundamental sugya of women, trusting women with kashrus in the kitchen, and what's the story behind that, and what do we say about that? And Bechlau, he even throws out there the concept of a sheichet. How is he believed also in this? He brings in, the Chagav, a very fascinating piece from the Arzura. So, Amir Tzashem, we will continue with this sugya. But the point I'm trying to bring out, and I apologize that it's a little lengthy, is I'm trying to bring out not only that there's an important work, the Yamsha Shloima, but how important it is in our sugya, how he's sort of a game changer in helping us understanding a further insight into the sugya over here about women and shechita.